Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the forecast. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, right now, it is 31 degrees warmer than it was yesterday morning. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, now the thing here is, wouldn't it be nice to be 30 degrees warmer than yesterday's high?
It would be nice, but that won't happen.
That's not going to happen.
But it's still nice to go out this morning with a temperature around 46 degrees as compared to 15 degrees.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I totally agree with you. So we will wind up with mild weather as we go into the weekend. 55 to 60 today. We'll call it partly cloudy. There'll be some clouds around. Cloudy tonight, mid-40s. Partly cloudy again Saturday, mid-50s. Sunday's only in the mid-40s, cloudy, and some rain comes in late in the day. Into Sunday night, it ends Monday morning. And then Monday afternoon, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Tuesday is a sunny day, but a cool one in the 40s. As far as a storm is concerned for next week, again, everybody's at odds here. Some models are saying, you know, it may be coming in on Wednesday sometime, moving out Thanksgiving morning. Others are saying it's coming in Thanksgiving morning and not moving out until Friday, which would leave Thanksgiving to be rain. We don't see snow. So it's a matter of whether or not it's going to rain through Thanksgiving Day or just part of Thanksgiving Day. We'll have more answers on that, of course, on Monday. Aside from that, but 1 week left for hurricane season. And even though it ends the 30th, it doesn't necessarily mean that there will not be any in December. And the way 2020 has been going, folks, I would expect at least one in December, because this whole year has been absurd, and why should it be any different now to end it? So that's the scoop there. And tropics are quiet right now, and so is the weather. So I'm sitting back, relaxing and enjoying the whole thing.
Well, you better, because you know you're going to get crushed this winter.
Probably.
And I'm not saying crushed with snow, but you're going to get crushed with a lot of big storms and a lot of probably ups and downs.
Yeah, a lot of probably, like, we don't know, which is, you know, getting more and more famous. I know one thing. I think today, this afternoon, I have a little time. I'm going to start running those wires outside and, you know, and maybe do some tomorrow, too. If I can get all the wires outside in place, tape them up, then all I have to do is wait in December for a couple of nice days, and I could put the stuff out.
Well, if you put it out, even if you don't get a couple of nice days,
right?
It goes out no matter what.
Well, yeah, but I'm hoping to get a couple of nice days in December, and I think we will. Yeah. You know, maybe it won't be as warm as it is now, but again, the hardest part of this is running all those wires and, you know, and taping them and the whole bit. So I know where they have to go, and that's what I plan on doing today, tomorrow. At least get that out of the way.
But that's the nice thing when you're setting up things outside, if you wait too long, and let's say there's no precipitation at all, but if you wait too long, and all of a sudden the average daily temperature's in the upper 20s, and at night it's in the teens. The wires they're not as easy to put out and hang up. They just aren't. They're stiffer. You have a chance to twist and break things more. It's true. Even the power cords that are thick, they're the same way. They don't unravel the same way.
No. It's a good thing to lay it all out and know that that they're there, because if you have in your mind where everything is going and the wires are there, it's just a matter of bringing them out. Like, you know, I'm talking about the choir girls. I bring the choir girls out. I know where they're going. They're going on the right side of the lawn. So I'm going to run the wire there, you know, and I know when I bring them out, it's a matter of staking them and then just connecting the wire, you know. To the wire that I ran, so it should be a lot easier. But for the sake of the fact that Pat has nothing other to do as far as projects, I thought this was a good idea.
All right, Matt, before you get to your good idea, yeah, I want you to know Godzilla Monopoly is on its way.
You ordered it? I can't believe you ordered that game.
I'll just hang it up on the wall, that's all.
Okay, you're not gonna. You and Jill will not play it.
Oh God, no.
No, huh?
I came in this morning and I have a. I was given a wind-up Godzilla that does this. All right, okay. I was given a wind-up Godzilla, and the cats don't really like it. And I found it on the middle of the control room floor this morning. And it's got cat chew marks all over the tail. So it's obvious they knocked it down and it started making noise. That's what happened. When you touch it, it starts to make noise.
Motion.
And
yeah,
so,
motion
so obviously they knocked it down and they decided they were going to try to kill it. But, of course, they didn't realize that it's already dead. It's just a piece of plastic. Anyway.
That's funny. You know, I'm thinking, what if we found a game? What if we found a Monopoly game that had to do with vitamins? You think Jill would like to play that?
Jill, No. I don't think Jill's a game player.
She's not a game player.
I don't think so. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think so. I think a card game or something like that, but I don't think Monopoly would be the game that...
I always loved Monopoly, didn't you?
Oh, God, we used to play it all the time.
I mean, it was a long game, and it was a fun game.
Yeah, but you also used to get into arguments with your...
Oh, arguments, yeah.
Just like Scrabble. Scrabble used to be a fun game families would play. But now nobody can spell, so everybody makes up words.
Yeah, well, that's why you need to have that Scrabble dictionary handy there to check.
Yeah, but who checks things nowadays?
You're right. You know, we did. I remember playing that game. We always had a dictionary handy.
Always had
and
a
we
dictionary.
Checked it out. And the other popular game when we were younger was the Game of Life.
Oh, yeah, the Game of Life.
With the little wheel.
Yeah, you played that. That's absolutely right. There was that game. But board games were real big. And, yes, I know this sounds really – puzzles. We used to sit and do puzzles as well. If the power went out, you'd get those big lamps going, and you'd work on a puzzle.
But now that's all hearsay because now it's video games.
Just go to the phone. But
go to the phone, play your video games.
But Monopoly used to be a big thing. I used to always go for the railroads first, and then Connecticut, the real cheap ones.
Why would you do that?
Because
they were the blue, light blue.
Yeah.
Connecticut,
because,
Baltic.
Because once you start hitting on those, people start hitting on those. And, there would be times where I'd have two hotels on each one of those. And then on each leg of the game, of course, you have the railroads and stuff like that. So you always got instant cash there.
Yeah. Well, if you had all four railroads, you got $200.
Yeah.
And I used to aim for the green property. I mean, if you got the blue, the Boardwalk and Park Place, when you put hotels on them, you'll get you start bankrupting
everybody.
Player. But even the green was like the next expensive.
Right.
And I always said, let me go for North Carolina. Was it North Carolina Pacific? I forgot the other one. Let me go for those three. Even the yellow. Remember the yellow Ventor Avenue? I remember that. If you got the yellow and the green, that was on one block.
I always like to be. I always
people coming down that block. If they hit you twice, boy, forget it.
I like to be the hat. I used to like to be the hat.
And I was the cannon.
I used to like to be the hat. And things got so vicious at our house that the banker had to be separate from the game.
Really?
You had a person sitting there that was the banker that controlled the money. Yep, absolutely.
Wow. So you guys are really out for your throat, huh?
Oh, it was Bill Krasowski writes down B&O Railroad. That's right,
B&O Railroad.
God. But we used to have somebody because otherwise things really got out of control. Yeah, so it was a vicious game of Monopoly in our house. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and it could easily go for hours. There was no doubt about it.
Yeah, hours, 3-4 hours, easy.
Yeah,
and so. Well, anyways, enough about reminiscing about the old days, the good old days, Pat.
It's nice to talk about something good. And we didn't have to touch on what today.
Yeah, well,
so that was good. And we're not touching on that.
No.
We're touching on the fact that it's going to be relatively mild today and tomorrow. So enjoy that. And I'll be back Monday with the complete Thanksgiving week forecast.
All right. Include some stuffing with it.
Okay, I will.
All right, Pat. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.